getting ready to the Avodah of Purim. Rashi says, "Meshenichnas Odo Marvin Besimcha, Yovim Shenasu Boim Nisim LeYisrael Purim VePesach." See from Chazal that the whole Chodesh is be'etzem the Mechayev of the Avodah. Tell us that noch Purim klal Yisrael mekabel the Torah me'av. Hodar kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. So it means that Purim has the koyach to mekabel Torah me'av. But vice versa, a person has to be ready to understand, to take out from the Purim what could bring him to that kind of avoider of Purim. I heard once a Moshe, on Purim we drink wine. The nest was made with wine. Haman fell in wine, the Mishtayayim. Chayev inish li besume bepuraye ad elogona benor homon lebaruch Mordechai. We'll start a little bit the avoido. You know, the aloha is when you drink wine, you make bochat, you drink wine, you make a gofen. Then you get a better bottle of wine. Make a brocha, a toive ameiti. Wine. You drink a bottle of wine. Now you get a much more chosh of a bottle of wine. So you make a toive ameiti. Lechoure, someone eats a bar of chocolate, gets a better bar of chocolate, you make a toive ameiti. A toive ameiti. I would think this brocha, when you finish Shas Bavli, you make a toive ameiti. Actually, a bar of chocolate, now you have a swish, Swiss chocolate. It's prost. Drink a bottle of wine. The nicest bottle that a Jewish person can make. What a bottle of wine. So Taisus in Psochim, Kuf Tzvodom, says a Pshat. Taisus says that Moses Atoy Vehameiti was Niskan because Amazon al Aruge Beisar Shinitnu Lekvura. This means not allowed to leave a knife on the table, which has benching. Taisa says, Chazal, it's brought on the Gemara that when they shechted the people in Beitar, the blood was going and three parsois, and it was there was crumbing, grapes all over, and the mamish grew from the blood. So maybe when there's a good wine, you make a toive ameiti and a ruge beisa. I mean, it's a behelati for this. Behelati for this. So who was a pshat? A person, one zogun, you take a person that never saw how they make wine. Shebochot, Abaye Rove, the term in France, the opens of the best of wines. Said, he goes to France, take him to this place. He sees these big grapes, mamish, heavy grapes, like a pound. Thinks mamish, to put it in the book, you know, the other grapes is achim. Some choshim and grapes. He sees the comes the farmers and they take it off. Somebody's selling it now. They wrap everyone with a special essay. No, they put it on the floor, and it's like it was a pit, and they take boots and they start to step on it. France people, I'm sure go. Say, hope you have some grape juice. Say, no, they leave it. It starts to sour. Take France people, go, I'm sure go. Say, hope they have vinegar. No. They wait, it comes like wine. They put it in a box and they put it down on a mountain. down, they roll it down like into the ground, and they lock it, not allowed to open for 300 years. He says, by us, you bury people. But for 300 years, I mean, these people will not be living after 300 years. He comes back home, now I know for sure people in France are Meshuggah. Yeah. We know it's a regular process of doing wine. Choshev wine for 300 years, you could sell later. His parents made wine for 300 years and he sells it. The whiskey, you know, Uchula, yeah? This is a massive. Someone will take you, that you know how you make wine. And you'll go to France and you'll see how people are doing it. So you think, I have France, people we should go. I'm not a Yishleima, I can remember Yishleima, this is the way they make wine. אז בכלל יש גם קשה. אז היית עוד מה. או sometimes you know, יש משוגעים, not משוגעים, יש משוגעים, not משוגעים. It looks strange anyways, or not, or yes, and yet. Grapes are one of the only products in the world that come to the world ready-made. You have apples also come ready-made. But you eat apples. Grapes is the only thing. You have wheat. It's not ready to eat. Grapes come ready to eat. Shiva samilik. You could spoil it. But then it becomes much better. Hatoive amitiv, we make when we drink the wine, better wine, had to wait longer, was more in the ground, more process. Hatoive amitiv, we make. We realize that everything is for our good. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tzoras, when He makes it hard for us, it's for our good. It's a process of making the wine. So when we drink wine, we say, like the wine, it's a product that comes ready. But if you could work on it, squeeze it, damage it, and then it becomes better, as there is the Yiddish Shalem, it looks sometimes difficult. It looks sometimes impossible. But this is the best thing. So the Simcha, the Purim, and Pesach, is with wine. We take the wine, because the wine symbolizes that. Klal Yisrael b'mei Achashverosh. They had the averus that they had. The Gemara says, "Gedoylo asora satabat." And Achashverosh took off his ring and he gave it to Haman. Yoiser miarboim v'shmoyno neviim v'nevir shenisnavu leklal Yisrael. Hashem shook them to bring them back. What we got in Purim? Hodar kiblu abimei Achashverosh. Mikan moido rabbe leiraisa. And the Gemara says, "Kabbalah Sater was bekfir." And by his Rishon, we had by his Sheini, we had Moishu, we had Yeshua. Oh, by Hodar kiblu abimei Achashverosh. To come on a Rosh, make Klal Yisrael to make Kabbalah Teresh Baal Peh Be'av. What it means, I don't know. This is what Be'ez and Purim brought us. And Purim showed a couple things it showed. Mordechai lo yichra velo yishtachav. People think if Mordechai would be in our days, we think Alamo, we would be in the side of Mordechai. So, if the way I know the Olam, if Mordechai would be in our days, all of us would be against Mordechai. Why? What Mordechai did? Achashverosh said he likes Haman. So he gave it. Haman says, everyone has to bow down to me. Mordechai says, I'm not. It's a getch gedot. It doesn't move to the other street. It's not moving. It's a lay on the floor before he comes. And the Kulam, the Gemara says it's okay. No. Make yourself like you're all nervous from him. Like, come, but it's only money. Mordechai, stop to tease Haman. No. Chutz from that, there's a Sudas Achashverosh. But that's for sure happening. Yeah. Well, Keli Akum, together with a guy, pasnished, you know, to go to such a hotel, it's a lamatim. Moloch has said it's wrong to go. They went. The halacha was no problem. Shtir kados kadash otayu. Moloch had himself a frumka, the guy in Tzazam, he goes, Pito mishum yeinu, yeinu mishum pito, yeah. Mitomisht. Mitomisht. Everyone fought with Mordechai, everyone meant Mordechai didn't go. Then Mordechai starts to tease Haman. Haman doesn't, he likes Yidden, he doesn't say anything against Yidden. He asks people, who is that guy that is teasing me? He says, he's Jewish. He says, you know, a Jew is to kill all the Jews. He tells Mordechai, go say sorry to Haman, you know, work it out for him, look what you caused, because you're from God, you said it, but everyone is upset with you. You said a word, and the whole world became upset with you. Moloch says, no, no, remember you ate that mahadrin because of that. Everyone has to do tshuva now. Moloch says, a frumkeit that no one does. Everyone eats it now. Everyone goes. Yeah? Moloch, you're the only one that says it's a problem. Now, Homo doesn't hate you. You tease him. As he stayed. Ki yidu lo yisam Moloch. As he stayed. If Megillah says, it means Homo asked everyone, who is that guy? If they would say he's Portuguese, then he would get all the Portuguese. Yeah? If I say he's from China, he will kill the Chinese, yeah? I'm a Jewish. Moloch has a rabbi said that I've made a tshuva that you ate mahadrin. No one would follow Moloch. You think now you'll be Moloch? I'm telling you, you'll be against me. I see now what you think about, yeah? Well, I'm tarnished. He's too frum. He doesn't let to stop in the keenness to say in English, oh, he's too frum for them, yeah? He doesn't like that, he doesn't like that. He's too frum. Mordechai also looked too frum. And then, as it is Mordechai and Haman, he comes. Then at the end of the story, Mordechai's ex-wife is kidnapped by the king. He likes her. So the king asks her, what do you want? She says, just get rid of Haman, you know. Start up with my ex-husband. He said, okay. So Mordechai, you see? I won. Hashem was mekabel the children. Mordechai, and that's Achashverosh. You know, like his wife, what you could do, yeah? This was the story. Nothing else. People didn't believe when the bad happened that it's because of punishment and the good happened. Everyone knew Esther was married to Mordechai. The king took her. She looked pretty. He wanted to marry her. And she's asking that, not that, they heard the story that Haman, you know, the Malach pushed him to say Haman tried to get her inside the house. He had no son. She wanted the king not to kill her. You need a nest for that? No one knows that the Malach pushed him. Yeah? He came, Achashverosh came back, he was jumping at Esther, yeah. So the king said to kill him. It's a nest. As if it's a nest. Even nowadays, they will kill the guy that will do such a thing, yeah? This was in the story of the Megillah. We, Klal Yisrael, the Ma'aminim, Bnei Ma'aminim, we know La'abdo, Lo'i Bedam, Mordechai Yoda, Shiskimu Lemalo, Shiskimu Lemato, as a Gzeiran Klal Yisrael, Holach Laoves, Holach Lemoishe. And Hashem made a nest. For sure, the Megillah looks like a history story, and every just in little points the whole time. They erase it, the Malachim write it again. She doesn't eat, the Malachim make Chodshel Chesed, he walks in, Achashverosh wants to kill her, stretches the hand. She points on the Achashverosh, the Malach pushes it on Haman. A couple of little things just to work it out, yeah? No, there's no story about it without the Rebbeinu Shalom. But the Megillah teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And without the Rebbeinu Shalom, nothing would happen. And this is what Klal Yisrael realize. Now they realize something even much deeper. they realized that even in the time that they did bad, they ate besudas achashverosh, or nishtach v'latzelen, v'mechadam v'shoah v'azariah, the truth in the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already planted Esther inside, and Hashem planted the Yeshua. Everything was already planned. Everything was there waiting for him. It looks bad. The Yeshua is there. How? Sometimes it's hard to know. Sometimes it's very hard to know. Where is the Yeshua? It doesn't look like it. When Klal Yisrael realized, I'll give you an example. Haman became bigger and bigger and bigger. All controlling, yeah? Huge. Still, when people were battling, you know, Hashem, he's so bad, you know, let him at least lose something in the market or something, yeah? Make him do such a bad investment. Mamish, everything what he did, super. The nice thing, Chavali didn't do even better. Why? Because Shbochu gave base Haman to Mordechai. So the more that Haman managed, so people that yesterday, still some people like, you know, some little kids were talking about throwing stones, like to try to break the windows of Haman, yeah? And they threw the stones. And Lama Zonim would hit like 50 windows, yeah? So they had Mamish ashamed of Mordechai, right? If they didn't hit the windows, how could be Mamish? Mamish threw the rock and the window. He gives him the Afghanis, yeah? And it didn't happen. How could be? Why Hashem is helping Haman and nothing is breaking his window? Because tomorrow it's going to Mordechai. It's a Chaval to break it. So why Klal Yisrael have to suffer? Because they needed to do tshuva. Doilo asora satabas yoisa marboim v'shmoina nevin. Shnisnabu liYisrael, as it's on the Gemara. Doilo asora satabas yoisa marboim v'shmoina nevin shnisnabu liKlal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael got a picture. Hashem loves us. The world is run by Hashem. The world is run by Hashem. I'm asking. We don't see it every time. And we almost never see. We never understand. But this would make Klal Yisrael Hodar Kibluo B'mei HaChashveirosh. Hodar Kibluo B'mei HaChashveirosh. And this ness, now, this ness was nase, not al yedei nova. Even that Mordechai, could be added in, I'm not going now. Esther was considered one of the Nevi'is. But it was not a Novi, like Klal Yisrael had before, that a Novi comes, Hashem said this, and they followed. In a way, it was living in our generation. Esther, Menatei, Yoshinema, Haster, Haster. Esther is a story. We don't see. We don't understand. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is there with us. The Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. When a person starts to realize that everything is from Hashem, he starts to believe. Now we'll go one more step. So Hulamais is the biggest Machzir b'tshuva that you know. The biggest tshuva organization that you know. Some people will say Osamech, some people will say Eshatera, some will say Si, some will say Ura, some will say the Rosh, I don't know all the organizations, yeah? Who is the best, the biggest Machzir b'tshuva that was in the world? Some will say Avraham Avinu. I'll tell you who was the biggest Haman HaRosh. Arboim v'shmoinim Nevi'is didn't manage, Haman managed. So the Maisi has to get a lot of schar. Well, he had bad attention, and if a guy opens a yeshiva and he likes COVID, not that I know someone specific, yeah, but it looks here that some people, I don't mean no one. I make it very clear, don't mean no one. You don't know people that open organizations, or they make a lel purim, a bagzach, but only in their shul, yeah? You never know these people, yeah? For their oilam, they do everything, you know. She was married, another, like I said, Alma, we saw Salam to set up this Rosh Hashiva that came to like 12 o'clock one night to Yeshiva, the son of Bochum learning, and he kissed him. And someone thought, we saw such Avas Ateira. Said, if you would kiss in a different Yeshiva when it's 12 o'clock one night, it's Avas Ateira. It's only Yeshiva, he's kissing himself. Yeah? Then a Chochmah. It's Moisa Nefesh for his Yeshiva. When his Yeshiva were closed, it'll be Moisa Nefesh to collect for a different Yeshiva. Then it's considered. This is only Shiva, it's right. A person is allowed to. He's allowed to. The guy wants to run a yeshiva. I'm not taking away from him. I also do a lot of things shalei lishmo. Maybe everything I do shalei lishmo. So what is the difference? What Haman HaRosha is a bad person? He had bad attention. You want to have a lot of cover. What is the difference? I'm asking you, one here, a Jew, lost his hear from Haman? No. What's the matter with Shiva? If a Rosh Hashiva tells a guy, I'll throw you out of Shir if you don't start to come. From him out. Terrible, right? So the Shiva's a good guy, right? He wants to. So Haman said, I'll throw you out of the world. And they did Shiva. Yeah, I don't have nothing against Haman. I respect Haman a lot. He had bad attention, so and so. I think he had to say thank you to Haman HaRosha that he made Klal Yisrael to Chayz B'Jew. You have a tzad not to say thank you to Haman? Kol Satoy to Haman. One Mordechai did nothing. He just played it. I mean to say, Haman put the pressure. Mordechai just knew how to, how you call it? Yeah, to you know, to make it to fall in the right place is the word it is.
Channel.
Yeah, channel. Maybe I can't. I don't know English. I can't know if it's the right word. But that word, yeah. So who gets the most credit? Mordechai. Who made the main story? Before Haman, Mordechai tried. He told him not to eat that madin, and no one listened. He told him not to eat that food, and they didn't listen. He tried to tell him, they didn't listen. Haman. When a person feels so close to Hashem, ask you a question. A person falls on the floor and he gets a bang, he hits the floor. I think till 5 years old you do it, right? Hashem sent Haman HaRosha to Machzor his B'tshuva and nothing bad happened. A person has to be in pulling in such a hakoro. How everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, till he doesn't understand the difference between Oru Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. He doesn't understand, like, why I'm upset with Haman? What happened? Haman didn't do nothing. He wanted to do bad, we did Shul, Baruch Hashem, and he's dead. And why are we so upset with him? Lazar, finish. What do you want from Haman already? Big deal. He's the one that was Machzor us with Shul. Why are we so upset with him? Mordechai, say that. He just gave us the AIDS. When a person comes to the Hakorim B'ra'ilam, he taken doesn't understand. What is the difference of Aruham al-Baruch Mordechai? When a person, okay, he's drunk and he's happy, but then he really cannot explain properly. What is the Tviya and Haman? Why is Baruch Mordechai is bigger? Where is the Chisaron and Oru Haman? That Chalokim become harder to the person to understand. That Chalokim become shverer to the person to understand. The Simcha and Purim, we take the wine and we drink and we look at the wine, the better wine and the better wine, and this is what we say to ourselves. Hashem sometimes makes it because He wants us to be better. He wants us to be good. He wants us to grow. He doesn't want us to be plain. The person works on that. The person pushes. This is the Tchilas HaAvodah of Purim. Now, Purim is a very big day. We'll speak about Hashem, different chalokim of the avodah. A person could use the Purim to build his emunah with simcha, the whole year he'll be pumping. The whole year he'll be givaldik. But if he doesn't prepare the sachana, he starts to think about these things. How about it? Before we'll see how we do it in Purim. But he has these machshavas, this emunah in Boir HaOlam. This clarify how everything is in Boir HaOlam. How Hashem is megalgel the dvorim. There's no chance. Purim comes before he knows it's gone, it's up. But if a person takes the Purim, now I want to tell you a yesod. I've said it a lot of times, I'm saying it again. Ruchnius is like when a person has a wet wall, you try to stick a paper, it doesn't stick. The best catch tape, it slips off. When a person is empty from Torah, all of these drashas that I'm telling you now, and we'll speak about this Hashem, don't have no achize. It's nice, doesn't catch. Doesn't stick to a wet wall. The Yitzhak has a big koyach. He makes a rifian before Purim. Yeah. He was a guy that was a gila. He thinks he's doing apples. Nothing, yeah. Somebody said, hey, listen, it's a gila, I'm not sure what. Yeah. I'm not saying it's nothing, but it's not really 10, 15 hours. He comes empty. So all of what he could get from Purim, the Yitzhak manages to take away from him. If he would be on the level of Torah, and avoid him. So the first avoid is chutzim to hear what we're going to enter, what we're going to get into. To start to fill yourself up. To be in these days learning more and more. Try. I'm telling you, avoda sayim is going to push it, you're listening by the shefa. Shefa of simcha for the whole year. Simcha of bitochen for the whole year. That brings you to Hadar Kibluah B'meach HaShveirosh, and you can change in God's. But you have to take it in your hands. And if you take it, Be'ez Hashem, we will have to see other Mishmah.